I'm George Stevens, and I'm a person. I was held as property as a child. Even before my birth, I was called a slave in an America you wouldn't recognize. But folks like you helped me escape north to freedom. And in 1864, I joined the infantry to fight for my country. I fought so all slaves would be recognized as persons, not property. And we won. But today in Colorado, there are still people called property. Children, just like I was. And that America you thought you wouldn't recognize is all around you. And these children are being killed. This November, vote yes on Amendment 62. Amendment 62 declares unborn children persons, not property. And that's the America I fought for. So visit personhoodcolorado.com. And in November, vote yes on 62. It's the right thing to do.
Warning, warning, there's truth up ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob and Yardley.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I'm recovering from laryngitis, and someone was going to fill in for me today, but because of yesterday's Denver Post article on Ken Buck now saying he will vote no on the Personhood Amendment 62, I felt it was critical to come in and to do the show myself. We have a very important phone call to place in just a couple minutes, but first, let me read to you a couple quotes from the Denver Post article. All right, a couple quotes from the Denver Post article. Buck softens his stance on abortion and personhood. And we've seen it here on Bob and Yurt Live for 20 years now, that pro-life conservative Republicans will campaign in the primary as strongly pro-life. And then they get to the general election, they campaign as moderates, and when elected, they govern as liberal pro-aborts. We have seen that on the air for 20 years, and I saw that in my own life for 20 years before that. And so this is, of course, a great tragedy. And before I just make four quick excerpts from this article, let me let you know that the Colorado Attorney General John Southers right now is meeting with Colorado Right to Life Vice President Leslie Hanks as a sponsor of Amendment 62, the Personhood Amendment, with the campaign manager Keith Mason and co-sponsor Guabe Garcia Jones. And if Colorado's Amendment 62 passes, there will be an uphill fight because the Attorney General John Southers says he's pro-life. And so it's going to be difficult to get him to defend the amendment in court because we know what it's like to have pro-life politicians who get in office and they turn around and stab you in the back if you're an unborn child, if you're a Christian, if you're a pro-lifer. And we met with John Southers' office, the Attorney General's office. I was in the meeting with members, directors of Colorado Right to Life a while back, and we played them recorded evidence that Planned Parenthood, Colorado Planned Parenthood abortion clinics were not complying with mandatory reporting of suspected child sexual assault. They're supposed to report. You got a 14-year-old girl who's pregnant, a 15-year-old girl who's pregnant, and she's brought in by a 25-year-old guy, and you're supposed to report. They refuse. They systematically refuse. They train their employees not to comply so that they help the child rapist. They help the man committing incest. They help the rapist. And we asked John Southers' Office of the Attorney General to at least send a letter to each of the county sheriffs, the 64 sheriffs in our state, alerting them to the problem and to notify Planned Parenthood of their requirement to comply with mandatory reporting laws, and they refused. So now he's going to support Amendment 62, which is a total ban on intentional child killing. I doubt it. Oh, by the way, abortion would not be better if Planned Parenthood complied. Actually, abortion is murder, and there is no condition under which abortion would be better. Okay, now, by the way, our telethon goal of 200 people pledging $20 a month to keep Bob and Your Live on the internet for another year, we're up to 50. Thank you all so very much. Thank you. That's a quarter of the goal, $20 a month. If you're currently a friend and supporter of Bob and Your Live, if you could increase by $20 a month, then help us reach our goal. So the first person to get us beyond 25%, that could happen today during the show, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. And our website is KGov, KGOV.com, 1-800-836-9278. Okay, so the Denver Post reported yesterday that Ken Buck is modifying his positions on abortion and personhood. Before the Republican caucuses, Buck answered a Christian Family Group's questionnaire and said he supported Amendment 62, the personhood amendment, on the Colorado ballot. Buck said Saturday, through his campaign spokesman, that he will now vote against the measure. So that's broken promise number one. And he's not even elected yet. Broken promise number one. Also, no longer would Buck introduce a constitutional amendment to ban abortion. That's broken promise number two. Also, he now says he would be willing to vote to confirm even pro-choice judicial nominees. That's broken promise number three. You see, earlier on a survey, he said he would never confirm pro-abortion candidates for any government job, including judgeships. But now he's drawing a distinction between pro-choice and pro-abortion. What, did he have his fingers crossed behind his back when he answered the survey? And he's saying he has no litmus test that would prevent him from confirming pro-choice candidates to the U.S. Supreme Court. And he said in his defense, when I look at that word pro-abortion, to me, that doesn't mean pro-choice. Right, Ken? Thanks for splitting hairs when children are being killed. So the first thing we need to do, and there are other aspects of this that he has broken his word. And was he lying then or is he lying now? We've seen this hundreds of times with Republican pro-life candidates. In the primary, they are pro-life. In the general election, they become moderate. And in office, they govern as liberal pro-aborts. We've seen it. And it's wicked. And they're not going to trick us anymore, at least not at this point. So let's go to the phones now. I've asked my producer to call a local pro-life activist who we know as Porter, because Porter called into this show back a few weeks ago, and he was pointing out that on Ken Buck's website, he said he was against abortion except for the life of the mother. And Porter said, hey, look, he should have no exceptions. These are children. And so, Porter, welcome back to Bob and Your Live.
Thank you, Pastor Bob.
It's good to have you on. And, Porter, I wanted to call you to thank you for calling back weeks ago on air and for your clear statements and to apologize to you for not picking up on, not following the arguments and the clear statements you made that this should be assigned to everyone, that Ken Buck is not who he says he is.
I appreciate that. But you know you don't have to apologize to me.
Well, it's maybe apologize to unborn children and to the Lord.
There you go.
And to the Lord, Jesus Christ, because he created these kids and he loves them. So, Porter, do you remember?
Well, you know, you taught us to be vigilant, right? You taught us. We listened to your show and you've taught us to notice those little cracks. What is it you say? exceptions are the window to the soul?
Oh, yeah. Exceptions are a window to the soul. Wow. In this case, it seems that Ken Buck has illustrated that observation completely. Exceptions are a window to the soul. Porter, I agree with you. If a politician has exceptions to thou shalt not kill children intentionally, then that politician is not qualified for office. He's not qualified to teach Sunday school, let alone to govern. Ken Buck had repeatedly stated as recently as August 4th on KHOW Radio that he's against abortion, even in the extreme cases where, of course, Planned Parenthood, they think it's their high holy ground of the cases for rape and incest. He said he's against it. And so when people in the Amendment 62 campaign, for example, the America's Constitution Party, Ben Goss, when they would talk to Ken Buck about his position, saying an exception for the life of the mother, Ken Buck made it sound like he agrees with us. You do what you can to save both, and you don't intentionally kill the baby, but the baby may die, of course, tragically. Right. And so we believed his position was the same as ours here at Bob and Yurt Live, but that he wasn't sophisticated enough to say it right.
Right.
That's what
as
I had
you
convinced.
Said, he wasn't able to articulate what we honestly believe.
Yeah, that's what I had convinced myself of. But the truth always turns out to be the opposite. The truth turns out to be that when you give a politician the benefit of the doubt regarding child killing, they are way more aggressively supportive of child killing than you would have guessed.
Didn't Buck, in the same article you were quoting, Buck says that abortion matters would not rank high on his list of priorities if elected.
Yeah, that's right. He says, I think people are focused on the economic issues right now. Yeah,
that's
right. The fact that millions of children are dismembered, ripped limb from limb, literally, by Planned Parenthood doesn't register high on Ken Buck's concerns. He's a district attorney. He's supposed to stand up against the murder of the innocent, bloodshed. And who is more innocent than a child sucking his thumb, playing with his toes, sleeping and dreaming? And Ken Buck says he would vote to confirm judges who will tell Planned Parenthood, you have every right to kill children in their mother's womb. Ken Buck says that. What kind of principle is that, Porter? What kind of stand is that?
It's not one that represents us.
No. No, and I don't think it represents God's command, do not kill the innocent. And when you tolerate those who kill the innocent, you share in their guilt. And Ken Buck is telling us he would put on the bench judges who say there is a right to kill the innocent.
Everything against which we stand.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, wait, this just in. I was just handed here this statement. Let's see, I got this from Colorado Right to Life. Could I read this real quick?
Yes, sir.
A Porter, here we go. Regarding yesterday's Denver Post article reporting that Ken Buck, U.S. Senate candidate Ken Buck, has turned against the Personhood Amendment 62, Ben Goss, the former America's Constitution Party candidate for governor, said in a written statement provided to Colorado Right to Life, quote, if it is true that Ken Buck is now opposed to the Personhood Amendment 62, then he has set himself in opposition to that which he claims to hold dear, the treasure of life, regardless of age. If he cannot be trusted on the most precious issues, the protection of the smallest persons in our society, then how can we trust him on other issues? I think Ben Goss just hit the nail on the head.
I love Ben Goss.
Yeah, he's pretty great, huh? He was on the show a couple weeks.
Yeah, I was listening to that interview on the 14th.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just a week ago. Yeah, he was great. He's the guy who stepped aside so that Tom Tancredo could run for governor. And you know what, Porter, with Dan Mays choosing a running mate who's an aggressive child killer like Tamber Williams as his lieutenant governor, and with Ken Buck saying, Well, now he's making arguments against the personhood of the unborn child, and he would put in office judges who actively fight for the right to kill children in their mother's womb. Then it might be that Tom Tancredo is the last one standing of all the top tier of candidates in our state who will protect the unborn child.
Tancredo and Pat Miller are a good choice, and they're both very pro-life.
Yeah, Pat Miller is Tom Tancredo's running mate, and there was concern about Pat, but she has been strongly pro-life, you're right, through her career, but she has advocated for regulations, regulating child killing, but she came out and endorsed Amendment 62, and that's very encouraging. We see today, we see that when a pro-life Republican says he's pro-personhood, pro-Amendment 62, he could just be lying. We see that. And that, we have to assume, is the standard case. But Tancredo has shown himself to be principled for many years, and we pray that he is not deceiving Christian pro-lifers, that he will not betray the innocent like Ken Buck now has.
Now that we have Tancredo, we've got a candidate for governor who's pro-life. We've got somebody who we obviously can't vote for now for Senate. Ben Goss, I believe he's running for Congressional District 2, which is my district. I'd like to get a hold of Ben Goss and see if he'd run for Senate now.
Well, I think it's too late.
Bummer.
I believe it's too late. And I might have this wrong, but I think that Ken Buck lobbied the Constitution Party to not run a U.S. Senate candidate. And what they were interested in is, Ken Buck, are you supporting personhood in Amendment 62? And I think not only did Ken Buck lie to the Tea Party folks, not only did he lie to pro-lifers, not only did he lie to conservatives, not only did he lie to Christians and betray innocent children, but I think he lied to the Constitution Party to get them to not field a U.S. Senate candidate.
I don't think he lied. I think it's obvious that he did lie.
Yeah, I think so.
You're absolutely right.
I mean,
how about we write in your name or Brian Rohrbaugh's name? We can write in a name, can't we?
Well, if Brian Rohrbaugh's name, that'd be great. Write in for U.S. Senate. I don't know that we'd have the momentum to elect anybody, but I think it would be real good for Republican candidates to learn that if you don't have the guts to protect an innocent child, you deserve to lose. And if we cannot get pro-life Republicans to commit themselves to ending this scourge of child killing, then the Republican Party doesn't deserve to win. The last hope for the Republican Party is that personhood succeeds and their candidates become men. That's the last hope for the Republican Party, that Amen. They would be men and not cowards and not child killers and not put child killing judges on the Supreme Court. Why, Ken, we're going to elect you and have another 30-year reign of terror from another pro-choice Supreme Court justice? All right, Porter.
I appreciate the call, Pastor. Again, you didn't need to apologize, but I'm grateful for that, and I'm grateful for your lead and your wisdom in this.
Well, we needed a little more wisdom when you had it, so thanks, Porter.
It's never too late, sir. Thank you very much, Pastor.
All right, I appreciate that. And that's the way the body of Christ is supposed to work. The New Testament says, submit yourselves one to another. And if you're the pastor of a church and one of your members is offering counsel, if it's godly counsel, we need to be humble and listen. It's rough, when you want to believe people, you want to give them the benefit of the doubt. But if there is any indication whatsoever that a candidate is not standing true on principle, then when it comes to the principle of thou shalt not murder regarding innocent children in their mother's womb, the place where it should be the most safe place in all the world, and they get dismembered, slaughtered by Planned Parenthood abortionists, and we cannot get conservative Republican candidates to stand true for innocent children, wow, forget about it. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYARDS. That's 1-800-836-9278. 1-800-836-9278. I'm eager to hear how the Amendment 62 campaign, how their meeting with the Colorado Attorney General is going, and hopefully we'll get that report later in the week. Also, the word is that Colorado's Blue Book has gone to the printers, and that the bias in the Blue Book that has been so extraordinary, that bias has been intensified since the public hearing a couple weeks ago, when the chairman of the legislative committee that was responsible to finalize the Blue Book, this was a public hearing with input from the proponents of the initiatives on how the Blue Book that's mailed to millions of voters, how it describes the amendments. And he started out saying, if anyone accuses the legislative staff that drafted the Blue Book of bias, that they will be escorted out of the hearing. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine that? Say in Washington with the CBO, Congressional Budget Office, and there's concern about bias in their reports. And could you imagine Congress saying, if anyone accuses them of bias, you'll not be allowed to testify? That's what happened at that public hearing. I was there. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NER. And do you know that you could give to our telethon? We're 25% of the way to our goal. We've got 50 people. Thank you, guys. 50 people. You could give online at kgov.kgov.com, kgov.kgov.com, or by calling 800-8-NYARDS. Let's go to Littleton. Gordon, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob.
Hello, Sarah. What's up?
Well, when you first started talking about Ken Buck, I was a little bit depressed. But now I'm just kind of enraged. What a filthy liar.
Wow.
He is no different than any of these liberal Democrats that we're trying to get out of office right now. And now we don't have anybody to vote for on this side.
As far as voting for U.S. Senate and
right.
in Colorado, you're right.
Right.
You're right. At least for governor, there's a third-party candidate
right.
who is standing for life. And Tom Tancredo might be the last man standing in the races at the top of the ticket.
Well, I can say that I'll be giving Ken Buck's office a call and letting them know that I won't be voting for him this time, too. And
wow.
How discouraging, but how enraging.
How enraging. You know, something happened 2 years ago, Gordon, that it was the first time in history. A statewide Right to Life group sent out a voter's guide lambasting the Republican pro-life candidate for U.S. Senate, Bob Schaefer, because Bob Schaefer said, in principle, he opposes personhood. In principle.
Right.
And he claimed to be pro-life. And so Colorado Right to Life mailed their entire statewide membership, tens of thousands of people, got voters' guides saying that Bob Schaefer has betrayed the unborn. He is an enemy of the right to life of unborn children, and we need to oppose him. And so now here we have Ken Buck following in Bob Schaefer's failed footsteps. And probably with the help of the chairman of the Republican Party, Dick Wadhams, of course, would encourage Ken Buck to violate his pledge to the unborn.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the entrenched Republican elite that are still trying to just keep the old status good boy system on board instead of seeing the real movement that is going on through the United States right now.
Yeah.
And this is our chance, and they're throwing it away.
They're throwing it away. You know what? The path to victory, Gordon, when you're fighting a war, especially a war where innocent people are being killed, like abortion. But any real war, sometimes you have to fight battles and be willing to take casualties. Could you imagine in World War II if General Patton said, well, we're going to fight, but we're not willing to risk any life or limb? Well, we would have lost.
Right.
And so we've got Ken Buck thinking, hey, I want to end abortion, but I don't want to end it bad enough to risk my own political career. So I'm going to do what is the conventional wisdom, and I'm going to say that I would confirm pro-choice judges to the Supreme Court. And he thinks that'll help him get elected, and he doesn't realize the condemnation he is heaping on his own head.
Yeah, he's trying to play that same moderate game that so many of them are trying to play, where if they go towards the middle or even a little bit towards the left, that the left will go ahead and come over to their side. That never worked. It never happened. And I want to say that I think you're giving him the benefit of the doubt. Him doing a dirty, filthy move like he just did makes me think that he doesn't care about the unborn at all.
You mean all those months before the caucuses and the Republican State Assembly and the primary, all that time you think he was going to Christian and pro-life banquets and all just to get our money and our votes?
Well, your previous caller, I think, nailed it on the head. He put it on his website that he would have exceptions, and didn't really seem like he was really sincere about what he's saying. So it's a shame, but I have no reason to think otherwise at this point.
Wow.
I called once before, and we talked about if somebody was using strategy to try to do this, but this isn't strategy. This is betrayal. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Gordon. I appreciate that. 1-800-ANUR. It's too late to call in, but it's not too late to call for the telethon. Boy, do we need your help. 1-800-836-9278. Colorado Right to Life's banquet is October 2nd, and that's the place to be before the election. Saturday night, October 2nd, 6 o'clock reception, 7 o'clock dinner at the Renaissance, right across the street from the abortion clinic, Planned Parenthood. You got to come out to Colorado Right to Life.
All of Bob Menyard's sermons at Denver Bible Church are now available in video at the KGov store. Get these eye-opening sermons in DVD or download them in Windows Media Video or MP4 video for your iPod, iPhone, or any other portable player. Also, subscribe to the monthly sermon DVDs, monthly MP3 CDs, or download each sermon as an MP3 for your portable player. Other new video products include the brand new 2 Timothy Bible Study 3 DVD set, which is also available in MP3, CD, or MP3 download. The Apostle Paul encourages Timothy to keep the faith. Bob's new series, Christianity 101, is now available in a 4 DVD set or on MP3 CD. Bob teaches on the topics of the Bible itself, God, created beings, Old Testament, New Testament, the overall plot, end times, and hell. And Bob concludes the study by telling us about eternal life and heaven. Bob's three-part series on forgiveness is available on DVD or on MP3 CD. Bob teaches the biblical model for forgiveness. Should we always forgive? The answer to that question may surprise you. Bob's seminar, Does God Exist?, is now available as a 2-DVD set. Bob gives the evidence that God does exist and the evidence that tells us about God's character. In the Plot Boys 3 MP3 CD set, Bob teaches through his book, The Plot, with young Josh and Stephen. The Plot Boys is a great resource to help the entire family better comprehend the overview of the Bible, which leads to better understanding of the details. In Bob's study of 1 and 2 Thessalonians, we learn about Paul's message of the rapture of the body of Christ and how to keep the faith while we're still on earth. 1 and 2 Thessalonians is available on MP3 CD or MP3 download. In the book of Job, we learn about the story and the testing of God's servant Job, the response of Job's friends, the response of Job himself, and what happens when God comes onto the scene. The Job Bible Study is available on MP3 CD or MP3 download. Hermeneutics, Tools for Bible Study, is an excellent resource to help you study the Bible with greater understanding. Hermeneutics, Tools for Bible Study, is available on MP3 CD or MP3 download. The weekend following the 9/11 attack, Bob presented the End Time Seminar. In this seminar, Bob answers questions like whether the 9/11 attack is predicted in Bible prophecy or not, and he also teaches about the end times for the body of Christ. The End Time Seminar is available on MP3 CD or MP3 download. If you like Real Science Friday, you'll love the new Real Science Friday MP3 CDs. Get an MP3 CD of every Real Science Friday show from 2007, 2008, or 2009. Each year's shows are available on MP3 CD or MP3 downloads. These great resources and many more are available at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com. Or call 1-800-8-NYART. The resources at the KGov Store will help you to increase your understanding of the Bible and help give you the tools to more effectively share the gospel with others. Your purchase of these Bible resources will help support the ministry of Bob Inyart Live. Please consider a purchase, a monthly subscription, or a donation to support Bob Inyart Live.